This is David Owens, Extension Entomologist for University of Delaware, located at the Carville Research and Education Center in Georgetown. Today is May 28th, and I wanted to follow up on some comments from last week real quick. First, right at the very end of last week, a couple of reports of isolated but treatable cutworm damage to cornfields came in. One was from Maryland, and the other one was from very southern Delaware. The one field was just noticeable cutworm, and the other one was very intense cutworm feeding injury. I did not anticipate receiving reports of cutworm damage, certainly not at treatable levels, given our trap counts have been pretty low. But this is a reminder that cutworms, like most insect pests, are jerks, and when we try to predict what they will do, they will show up somewhere where we least expect it and cause damage when we're not looking for it. So please be scouting your fields. The threshold is 5% cut plants at V2 to V4 and larvae are still present. The insecticides that are labeled are pretty much all pyrethroids. Probably best to apply late in the day or dusk when cutworms are more active. Second update, I found potato leafhopper in Georgetown yesterday. Alfalfa, potato, and snap beans. Either snap beans not treated with a neonic seed treatment or snap beans that are more than 4 weeks old should be scouted for potato leafhopper. Those thresholds vary depending on crop, and again, pyrethroids do a very good job on them. There are a few other labeled insecticides that are effective on potato leafhopper. Third, I've finally gotten into some melon fields this week collecting cucumber beetles. And I've seen some isolated cases of melon aphids on young plants and spider mite activity. Now, aphids can be a problem in watermelon fields that escape cucumber beetle pest pressure because the materials that we most commonly use for cucumber beetles are the neonics, and they wipe out melon aphids pretty effectively and quickly. So, aphids will cause leaves to curl and cup downwards. You'll see ant activity on the plastic as well as honeydew spots on the plastic. Plants with cupping leaves can be set back enough that they either do not produce as many melons or their fruiting is much delayed. The spider mite activity this year seems to be both a bit early and a bit more intense than usual. One field I was in had a vetch and crimson clover in with the rye windbreak. The other field I was in had spider mite feeding mostly along the edge of the field, but it wasn't a very deep field, so that edge makes up quite a bit of the field actually. I suspect that one is from early mowing around the perimeter of the field, and with the dry beginning of May that we had, weeds drying down, forcing those mites out and into the crop. If you have any questions on these or other field or vegetable crop pests, feel free to reach out to me, owensd@udel.edu, or reach out to your local friendly extension agent. Thank you very much, and have a nice day.